Well, it's clear that the decision as to who the next president of the European Parliament would be wasn't made in the European Parliament itself. It was part of the grubby deal that was done in Brussels among the council members, where much more significantly, I have to say, than the election of the parliament president, which is effectively the cancorla that was being elected in terms of the power that they would have, but much more significantly was the election of a right-wing German who's one of the most avid proponents of the militarisation agenda that's being pursued at a European level.